Best Beginner Card Games 2026. Easiest to learn for all ages. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. The easiest card games for beginners combine simple rules with fast gameplay. Sushigo teaches card drafting in 15 minutes. Codenames and Exploding Kittens offer team fun with zero setup complexity. And Uno remains the ultimate gateway game for all ages. Start with any of these five and you'll be playing with confidence within minutes. Welcome to the cozy corner of card gaming, friend. Your first time holding a deck doesn't have to feel scary. It should feel like warm tea and possibility. The most beautiful games whisper their rules to you, meeting you exactly where you are. Whether you're gathering five-year-olds for silly laughs, bringing a multi-generational family to the table, or finally diving into the hobby as a grown-up, there's a perfect first card game waiting for you. Today we're exploring the gentlest gateways into this magical hobby. Games designed so anyone can learn them in moments. Yet they sing with enough charm that even seasoned players keep coming back. Let's find your perfect match and turn those coffee table moments into memories. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. What actually makes a card game beginner-friendly? Answer first, friend. A truly beginner-friendly card game can be taught in under 5 minutes, flows without anyone flipping back to the rulebook mid-turn, and lets a brand new player feel clever on their very first hand. That last part is the secret most lists skip. A good gateway game doesn't just have simple rules. It hands you a small, satisfying decision every single turn so you feel like a player, not a passenger. Here's the test I run before I ever recommend a game to a nervous first-timer. 1. Can I state the goal in a single breath? Collect the most sushi. Don't draw the kit. 2. Is the turn structure rhythmic, the same little loop repeating so muscle memory takes over by turn 3? 3. Does luck sit beside skill rather than crushing it so a newcomer can occasionally beat a veteran and walk away glowing? What to gently avoid on a true first night? Thick rulebooks, games asking you to memorize a dozen card powers, and heavy hidden information bluffing before anyone's comfortable. Those are wonderful later. The cozy truth is that the best beginner games were engineered to feel easy. Sushigo borrowed its elegant pass-the-hand drafting from Seven Wonders and Fairy Tale and quietly sanded off every sharp edge. Easy isn't shallow. Easy is a kindness the designer built in on purpose, so you can spend your attention on the people across the table instead of the page in your hand. Card games versus board games, which should a beginner start with? Start with cards. Nearly every time. A card game is lighter, cheaper, faster, and infinitely more forgiving of a slow first night. And that forgiveness is exactly what a beginner needs to fall in love instead of bouncing off. The practical gap is real. A board game often means punching out tokens, laying out a board, and tracking pieces across a sprawl of space. Gorgeous, but a lot of overhead for someone still learning to hold a hand of cards without flashing them. With cards, you're managing five things in your hand. With many board games, you're managing the whole table at once. Lower cognitive load means more brain left over for laughing. There's a portability magic, too. You can teach Sushigo on a picnic blanket on a train in a cramped kitchen while the kettle heats. I keep a deck in my bag the way some people keep gum. The other quiet advantage, shorter games mean more games. A beginner who plays three quick rounds of Love Letter learns by repetition, turn-taking, rule-following the sweet sting of a close loss, far faster than someone slogging through one 90-minute epic. Cards let you fail cheaply and try again immediately, which is the whole point of learning anything. Save the big boxes for your second season. Earn the board. In what order should a beginner climb the card game ladder? Think of it like learning to make a proper cup of tea. You don't start by blending your own oolong. You climb in gentle steps and each step quietly builds a muscle you'll lean on later. Don't skip rungs, the comfort you bank early is what makes the harder games feel easy. First sip, ages 5 to 7, 10 to 15 min. Uno, go fish, snap and taco, cat, goat, cheese, pizza. These are reflex and recognition games, match a color, spot a pair, slap a pie. They teach the bedrock skills nobody talks about. Taking turns, following a rule when it's inconvenient, and celebrating a win out loud. Little hands, big laughs, zero pressure. Sweet middle, ages 8 plus 15 to 20 min. Sushigo, Exploding Kittens, Love Letter and Codenames. Now you're thinking a move or two ahead and starting to read faces, but the games carry that weight for you. This is where someone stops saying, I don't really play card games and starts saying one more round. Deeper Blue ages 10 plus 20 to 30 min. Splendor Ticket to Ride, the card game, and Smash Up add light engine building and resource decisions. Still warm and welcoming, but every turn now holds a real choice. The pattern that matters. Each rung rewards a habit the last one taught. Drafting in Sushi Go makes the engine building in Splendor feel intuitive. Reading discards in Love Letter primes you for any deduction game forever. Respect the journey and the journey carries you. How do you actually teach a card game in 5 minutes? The number one teaching mistake is lecturing. Nobody learned to ride a bike from a manual. So I never explain a card game, I run one, narrating as we go, and the rules sink in through the hands instead of the ears. Here's the exact sequence I use, whispered friend to friend. 1. Lead with the goal in one sentence. Whoever collects the most sushi wins, or don't be the one who draws the kitten. Everything else is just how you chase that one line, and a beginner who knows the destination forgives a fuzzy map. 2. Show one full turn with real cards face up. I have these three, it's my turn, I'll play this one because it scores with the card I already have, now I pass the rest to you. Watching beats hearing every time. 3. Play the first three rounds as a no-score practice run. This is the trick the experts use and the rest of us forget. With no points on the line, people experiment, ask freely, and absorb the rhythm. Then you deal a real game and they're suddenly fluent. 4. Let questions pull the rules out of you. Can I play this now? Is so much easier to answer in the moment than in a 10-minute pre-game speech they've already half forgot. And the gentlest rule of all. If someone's still lost after one round, you picked the wrong game for them, not the wrong person. Smile, swap to something simpler, try again next time. The game was never the point. Which beginner card game is right for you? The ranked 6, here's the honest secret about this list. There's no single best, there's the best one for the table you're sitting at tonight. Each of these 6 opens a different door, so mash the door to the people, not to the difficulty rating. 1. Elegance and a real first turn decision. Sushi Go 1. It teaches drafting, picking one card and passing the rest, which is the gateway skill to half the hobby. Dressed up in artwork so cute you'll grin while you lose. Got a crowd that loves to argue and shout. Codenames 2. Pure wordplay, near zero luck, scales to a roomful, and the joy is watching one perfect clue land. 1. Chaos and belly laughs. Exploding kittens 3 for press your luck mayhem or taco cat goat cheese pizza 5 for slap the pile physical comedy that needs no strategy at all. Have a 5-year-old or a total newcomer. Uno 4, one sentence of rules, infinite forgiveness. Want something quiet, sharp and intimate. Love Letter 6. 16 cards, 10 minutes and a duel of reads that feels like medieval chess. Read each pick's best for line below and trust your gut about the humans involved. A deduction lover lights up at codenames and may yawn at exploding kittens. A giggly party crowd is the reverse. The game is just the carrier, the joy is the cargo. And you already know which of your people wants which kind of fun. Where should you actually buy your first deck and what to skip? You do not need to special order anything to start tonight. But here's the cozy insider move most first-timers miss, your local game shop. Independent game stores are treasure rooms, and the best ones keep demo copies on a back shelf you're welcome to try before you buy. Ask the person behind the counter to teach you around. I promise it's the favorite part of their day. You'll walk out with a game you've actually played and a person who'll happily recommend your next 3. A few honest money notes. For the lighter party games on this list, the big box price is usually the floor and that's fine. For deeper games down the road, dedicated online shops like Miniature Market or Board Game Bliss frequently beat the toy aisle sticker. And the most important purchase advice of all. Buy the base game, not the deluxe edition. Master Vanilla Sushi Go before you ever reach for Sushi Go Party's 20-dish buffet. Learn Standard Uno before house rules. Expansions and big boxes are a second-year treat. A reward for falling in love with the core, not a first date. Start small, start cheap, start tonight. What are the insider tricks that make each of these games sing? Once everyone knows the rules, these small secrets turn a fine game into a memorable one, and most beginners never hear them. A few worth keeping in your back pocket. Sushi Go, grab a wasabi early and slap a squid nigiri on it for a glorious 9 points. Wasabi triples the next nigiri. But resist hoarding pudding, having 3 more than everyone is no better than having 1 more, and those wasted picks could have scored elsewhere. Chopsticks are worth roughly 6 points only if you draft them early. lay their nearly dead weight. Codenames chase the safe two-card clue and bank momentum rather than overreaching for a flashy four that risks the assassin. And if you only have two players, the game you actually want is Codenames. Duet, the cooperative version built for two, the base game truly needs four. Exploding Kittens. Play See the Future, spot a kitten on top, then immediately skip, the cleanest combo in the deck. Bonus, stay perfectly calm afterward and opponents will waste defensive cards on a threat that isn't there. Love Letter. When you play a guard, guess a 2 through 5, those cards are doubled in the deck so your odds jump. And if someone discards the Countess for no reason, they're often hiding a king or prince. Taco Cat. On a gorilla, groundhog or narwhal card, you must do the gesture before you slap. Gesture and slap together is a penalty. Uno, officially per matter you cannot stack plus 2 cards, that's a house rule. Knowing the real ruling settles every family argument. How do you host a game night that people actually come back to? The honest answer has almost nothing to do with the game. A great game night is about safety and warmth, the feeling that it's okay to be new, to be slow, to lose and still belong. Get that right and any of these 6 will shine. Set the stage first. Snacks within reach, good light over the table, phones face down, a surface that's actually clear. You're not just dealing cards, you're building a little pocket of evening that people will want to step back into. Go slow the first game on purpose. A 15-minute game will run 25 while everyone's learning and that's perfect, not a problem. Nobody remembers the round that ran long, they remember feeling rushed. Cheer the small things loudly. Someone plays their first defuse, lands their first clever clue, wins their first round to make a genuine fuss. The energy you bring becomes the table's baseline every single time. Offer to partner with the nervous one. You and I are a team this round, I'll help you pick. It dissolves the pressure and makes learning feel like collaboration instead of a test. And hold the house rules until the base game is mastered. Variants are dessert, designers spent months balancing the main course. Master vanilla, then experiment. The through line under all of it, read the room over the rulebook. If anyone tightens up, you moved too fast or picked the wrong game, pivot to something sillier, pour another cup and let the night breathe. The games will always be there. The people are the reason you set the table. Final verdict. Your first card game should feel like receiving a handwritten invitation to a tea party, not like studying for a driver's license. Every game on this list does that. They welcome you warmly and let you play immediately. Start with Sushi Go if you want elegance and learning. Codenames if you love teams and shouting, or Uno if you just want to sit down and smile within 30 seconds. There is no wrong choice here, only different flavors of the same beautiful thing, gathering people around cards and remembering why face-to-face moments matter. Welcome to card gaming, friend, your tea is getting cold but the game is warm. Frequently asked questions, what's the actual easiest card game to teach someone who's never played before, Uno? One sentence explains it. Match the color or number, say Uno when you're down to one card. Nothing else. If someone can count and recognize colors, they can play. After one complete round, they're an expert. Can I play these games with just 2 people? Most work with 2 players but shine with more. Sushi Go and Exploding Kittens play well at 2. Codenames needs 4 minimum, 2 teams of 2. Taco Cat is awkward with 2 because the slapping mechanic loses punch. Love Letter is designed for 2 to 4 and actually works beautifully at 2, it becomes a psychological duel. How long does it really take to learn card game rules? For games on this list, 5 minutes maximum, usually 2. Watch one person play a complete turn while you narrate, then let the second person try. By turn 3, everyone's got it. If it's taking longer, you've chosen too complex a game or you're over-explaining. Simplify and demo instead of lecture. I'm buying my first card game as a gift for a 6-year-old. Which one? Start with Uno, teaches color number matching, fast rounds or Taco Cat goat cheese pizza. Silly physical social. Save Sushi Go and Exploding Kittens for when they turn 8 and can hold 5 cards without showing them. Love Letter is too deduction heavy for 6-year-olds. Wait until 8 or 9. Do I need to buy expansions or special editions or is the base game enough? Base game is always enough for beginners. Master Vanilla Sushi Go before buying Sushi Go Party. Play standard Uno rules before inventing house rules. Expansions are second-year treats, not first-game purchases. Fall in love with the core game first. What if someone doesn't enjoy card games? Am I doing something wrong? Not all people love card games and that's completely okay. Card gaming is a specific hobby. If someone's bored after three rounds, try a different game or a different activity. Some people light up with Codenames Deduction but hate Exploding Kittens Chaos. Pay attention to what energizes each person and match them thoughtfully. The game is the carrier, the joy is the cargo. Should I print house rules or keep it simple the first play? Keep it simple forever or at least for the first five games. House rules corrupt the purity of game design and confuse learning players. Play the game as intended first, master it, then experiment. Game designers spent months balancing, your better variant probably isn't.